All right, Caleb nodded again, then laughed a bit sourly. I seem to be being defeated on all fronts tonight. I hope it isn't an omen for how well things are working out for Dominic at Ferade. If it's an omen of any sort, let's hope it's an omen from the theater, Merlin suggested, and all three of the others chuckled. Safehold's theater tradition continued to enshrine the ancient belief that a bad rehearsal was the best guarantee of a good performance. Still, that does bring up something else I've been thinking about, Merlin, Caleb said, turning to the man who had once been Nimue Alban. That sounds ominous, Merlin remarked, and Caleb snorted. Not quite that bad, I think. The thing that's occurred to me is that all of us, except you, of course, have only the most imperfect understanding of what humanity was like before Langhorne and the Church of God Awaiting. I'm afraid that's unfortunately true, Merlin acknowledged. Well, what I've been wondering about is this thing Jeannot called a neat in his journal. He said Shan Wei used it to re-educate him after Langhorne and Bedard had erased all of his earlier memories. He paused, and Merlin nodded. And did Nimue have one of the things, whatever it is, in her cave? The Emperor asked. As a matter of fact, she did. I mean, I do, Merlin said. Well, I got the impression from his journal that they were capable of teaching someone an enormous amount in a very short time. So I've been wondering if it wouldn't make sense for us to use one of those machines to educate some of the rest of us, just in case anything untoward were to happen to you. Actually, I think that would be a splendid idea, especially where you, Michael, and Rajir are concerned. Unfortunately, we can't. Why not? Because NEET is an acronym which stands for Neural Education and Training, Merlin said. All of his Safeholdian listeners looked blank, and he raised his right hand, holding it cupped before him as if to contain something. What that means is that it directly interfaces, connects with, the human neural system, your nerves and brain. It's rather like the technology Nimue used to record her personality and her memories when she uploaded them to me. It felt more than a little peculiar to be having this conversation, Merlin reflected. On the other hand, it probably would have felt equally peculiar to have held it with anyone from Terra, not least because of the fact that he was so far past the mandated 10-day legal maximum which had been permitted under Federation law for a Pika to operate in autonomous mode. The problem is that for a NEET to interface with a human being, the human being has to have the necessary implants. They looked even blanker, and he sighed. Think of it as the fitting a water hose screws into aboard one of the water hoys the harbormaster uses to refill a ship's water tanks. It's a very, very tiny mechanism, for want of a better word, that has to be surgically implanted into someone before they can connect to a NEET. Shan Wei was able to re-educate Jeannot and the others because all of the Adams and Eves had already received their implants. Everyone on Old Earth received them shortly after birth. No one here on Safehold has them, though, so without something to attach the hose to, I can't just pour knowledge into your heads.
I'm extremely sorry to hear that, Mocklin said.
Merlin glanced at him, and the doctor chuckled a bit harshly.
Reading over the text you've had copied for me is exciting enough, Merlin. Having the same knowledge magically made available to me would be even more marvelous, and it would save so much time, too.
Merlin chuckled. Mocklin was in the process of completely revolutionizing Safeholdian mathematics. It would be some time yet before he was prepared to publish, because at the moment he was busy reading the works not only of Newton, but of several of Newton's contemporaries and successors for himself. Brilliant as he undoubtedly was, that was a huge amount of theory and information to soak up, and the task of translating it into his own words so that it was obviously a native Safeholdian development and not something which came from the dark knowledge of Shan Wei was likely to take the entire remainder of his life, and then some. His discomfort at passing off the gigantic work of others as his own was manifest, but at least he seemed to have accepted that he had no choice.
"I don't doubt that it would," Merlin said now. "Unfortunately, we can't do it."
"Well, there it is," Caleb said philosophically. All of the others looked at him, and he smiled crookedly.
"Three strikes and out," he said.
"I don't think that's a completely fair way to look at things, Caleb," Stainer said mildly. "None of them were really strikes, you know."
"You can call them whatever you like, Michael. For me, they were strikes. On the other hand," Caleb shoved himself up out of his chair, "that's not necessarily a terrible thing. After all, if I've just struck out here, then it's only reasonable for me to head off to the showers. And," he smiled wickedly, "to bed. If I can't tell Charlian everything I'd like to tell her, I can at least make it obvious to her just how much I'm going to miss her while I'm away."